Good morning. Today is Friday, January 21st. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. When you wake up today, you might see some snow on the ground. And while temperatures will be below freezing today, the Triangle is not expected to get more than an inch of snow. Forecasters had called for as much as 6 inches around Raleigh earlier in the week. But the low-pressure system has since shifted east, so the heaviest snow dump should fall along and east of Interstate 95. Governor Roy Cooper warned that calls for snowfall remain heavy in the state's northeast counties, while a quarter inch of ice is expected in the southeast between Wilmington and New Bern, threatening mass power outages. Cooper said National Guard soldiers are staging in the central and eastern part of the state, while more than 300 trucks and graders are working roads that are already being treated with salt brine. With temperatures expected to stay well below freezing throughout the weekend, Cooper warned that power outages pose a grave threat. In more weather news, schools across the area have either canceled classes or moved to remote instruction. Wake, Durham and Johnston public schools will not have school today. The Chapel Hill Carborough school system will switch to a remote learning day on Friday with school employees also working remotely. Students at most schools in the Orange County school system already have Friday off. Meanwhile, UNC and Duke canceled all classes while Duke is moving some classes before 10 a.m. to remote instruction and leaving open the possibility of more cancellations. In crime news, newly released documents reveal how the Durham man accused of killing Faith Hedgebeth was arrested after investigators linked DNA from a rape kit, a wine bottle and other evidence at the 2012 crime scene to his distant relatives. Miguel Salguero Olivares was charged with first-degree murder in September, about 9 years after the 19-year-old UNC Chapel Hill sophomore was found dead. Police said after the arrest that they had matched Salguero Olivares to DNA evidence, but they didn't give details about when or how he became a suspect in the case. And finally, Wake County will distribute free N95 masks at several locations as more people seek the heavy-duty respirators. The free masks will be given out Monday to Friday at 5 locations in Raleigh, Fuquay-Varina, Wake Forest, and Zebulon. The N95 and KN95 masks offer the highest level of protection against the coronavirus with their multiple layers and better fit. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.